Buddha, 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 Buddha. Hey, Flaunt Squad. Okay, I'm really trying to learn this new platform. We are now on Anchor. So you can download the app Anchor. You can also, of course, listen to us on iTunes and Google Play and all of that good stuff. But we're on the Anchor app. So if you download the Anchor app, you can send me messages and all of that good stuff. And we can have discussions, send me questions, and we can talk about them on the show. Maybe even add you into a show. Now, this is the second or third time I'm recording this because I'm trying to figure this app out. I'm telling you, me and technology, boy. But where have you been, Flaunt Squad? I missed you. I hope you're out there training. I hope you're still out there running and doing your thing. Something really just pissed me off, and I felt like I needed to hop on this app and record a little segment for Flaunt Performance. I'm not really on social media too much these days, but I just logged into Instagram, and what did I see? A trainer who, I'm not going to say the person's name, but who claims to be a plus size trainer. I don't know if this person is plus size because, I don't know, whatever. I don't know if this person is calling themselves plus size because they train other plus size people or if they're a plus size trainer. But anyway, this trainer had the nerve to fat shame DJ Khaled. If you don't know who DJ Khaled is, he is a producer who's worked with Drake and Rihanna, Rick Ross, a whole bunch of people. But she fat shamed him because he's working out and I don't know. I haven't seen him, but she said that he hasn't lost any weight. Okay, so who cares? The unfortunate thing is that he is also endorsed by Weight Watchers, which is blank, blank. Boo, Weight Watchers. That's an issue. But to fat shame him because he hasn't lost any weight and he's exercising? Are you serious? And you're a trainer? Oh my goodness. That is absolutely insane. So of course I replied, you know, just because somebody is heavy or just because somebody works out does not mean that their goal is to lose weight. That does not mean, I bet he feels better. I bet he has more mental clarity. And we're talking about DJ Khaled. He is a music mogul. He's in a stressful career. And I'm pretty sure working out, training, exercising gives him a lot more than just weight loss. Weight loss is so minuscule compared to the benefits that you receive from training and exercise. And it's absolutely insane. And the fact that we're getting this from a trainer, it's like trainers are like gym teachers from childhood. Come on, get with it. I don't understand. Maybe they need to learn a little bit more in their training when they go to school and learn that exercising isn't just for weight loss. I mean, what about the athletes? LeBron, Serena, all of the wonderful people I've had on this show, Jessamine Stanley, Bernadette, a whole bunch of people I've had on this show, and they're not interested in weight loss. They're interested in feeling good and training and being their best in whatever athletic thing that they're doing, whether it's a triathlon or a race or whatever. Everything is not about weight loss. You know, my hypothesis is that fat people actually exercise a whole lot more than skinny people. And before you say, okay, I need to hang this up, she's talking garbage. Listen to me. Fat people especially if they've been fat their whole lives. They've heard it their whole lives. I need to exercise. I need to lose this weight. Da 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 da. So they get in the gym and they may not do it for a long period of time. Especially if they're just doing it for weight loss. They may not do it for a long period of time, but they get in there and they do it. Whereas a slim person has never heard I need to exercise in order to lose weight. So since we don't even talk about the benefits outside of weight loss, we are doing people a great disservice. A great disservice. Because you can exercise for your mental health, for your physical health, beyond weight loss. And who says losing weight? Losing weight does not make you healthier. I'm sorry, it does not. Unless there are other reasons, underlying reasons as to why you're heavier. It could be inflammation. It could be a whole host of issues as to why somebody who isn't naturally heavy is all of a sudden heavy. And maybe losing that inflammation can make them feel better. But as a whole, losing weight does not make you healthier. It does not at all. Drop it. Drop the myths. But exercise can make you healthier, no matter what size you are. So please, please, to that plus size trainer, do not fat shame DJ Khaled because he's getting his workout on. High five for him. Now he has a big bank account and he's going to be healthier. And he's healthier. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening, Flaunt Squad. And go ahead and download this Anchor app. It's pretty cool. I'm still learning it. But you get to talk to me. Like voice talk to me. Leave voice messages and I get to add your name or add your message into some of these episodes, which is way cool. Have an awesome one, Flaunt Squad.